Rock Southern California 95.5 KLOS. Sports on tap with JD in the Bush. And that rock block brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. It's Big Game 52 Sunday. I've been calling it Big Game 52 around here like all day yesterday.
Right. Around here and then other places.
Across
you
the street.
You almost said it. I started to hear the
super all morning long across the street. Yeah. You know, and I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, too, that there's some kind of caveat to when you can and cannot say those two words. We're not going to mess with it here. I don't need a cease and desist or anything that comes with all of that.
Because Roger Goodell, I found out, is a big fan of the show. He likes you more than me, which is understandable.
You know,
he is listening.
What I don't understand is, I mean, this is about protecting their product or whatever it is, but I mean, it almost comes off a little snooty. It's like, oh, you can't say those words. It's like, you know, how about if we, you know, what? How about Roger? How about if we quit saying it? How about if we quit talking about your big game? How about you and your big game and your $4,000 tickets? I mean, honest to God, $4,000. If your team got in there, that's what you'd be paying.
Correct.
$4,000.
How about we don't talk about it at all? Let's talk a little college basketball. Them upsets yesterday. How's that
Let's
for
talk
you,
about
Roger?
College basketball.
Jeez,
okay,
come on, man.
We can do it for a break.
Everybody knows what your thing is. We've been talking about it forever and ever. But okay, I get you.
Yeah, big
Snooty
game
indeed,
52.
Though.
This is what the first story I'm starting. This is the difference between NBC, our other job, and Sports on Tap here at KLOS. Here's the story I'm going to lead with over here. Pornhub is offering Philadelphia. Pornhub.
Yeah, I got a bookmark.
Pornhub.
Right here. Look at this. You see this?
Offers Philadelphia police lube for the so they can grease the poles because apparently the lube that they used last time didn't work very well. People were still able to climb.
Yeah.
And the people over at Pornhub say, no. This Pornhub offered the Philadelphia police an alternative on Twitter. Two 55-gallon barrel drums of water-based lubricant.
Yeah.
It's the ultra-smooth, non-sticky formula.
Right, because when you use the oil-based, it is more sticky. It's the composition of it. I'll explain it sometime. I'll write it down for you.
You share that on another show.
The molecular structure.
On Sports on Tap. What do we have?
I got a picture of it somewhere. I got a picture on here.
Look forward to show 128 or 129 when we'll get deeper into the differences in lube.
You ever seen a 55-gallon drum? That'll last a long time.
First of all, I was going to say, I didn't know it came in a 55-gallon drum. Really? They make it in 55-gallon. Who's using so much they need a 55-gallon drum besides the police?
Yeah, I want to be the guy that goes to Costco and wheels that bad boy up there. Hey, guys, I'm having a party. Any of you guys want to come? We got a little extra here, you know. Just
got a little extra what there, sir? What is that in your drum?
Beep, beep. What is that?
$4,500,
and I'll take a Coke for 89 cents and a hot dog, please, for $1.25. I love it. Those
55-gallon drum.
Look, they're concerned about the community, and they're maybe trying to get a couple more people to view that site, which, I mean, I've never been on it because those sites are degrading, but I've heard it's entertaining. What's you laughing at? He's laughing at me in the background.
I've never been on them.
Well, they block you.
Those words just escaped your lips, didn't they?
They block you at the station.
Talking about porn.
Yeah, they block you at the station, and they can the Wi-Fi just from 7 to 9 when we're on the air. We can't use Wi-Fi.
They block you at the station?
Yeah.
Do they?
They do.
How would you know?
I mean, I've heard from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. They tell me, hey, you know, Frank calls me up and says, Bush, don't go on these sites because they're blocked. So I'm just following his lead.
Okay.
Good guy.
Okay.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
55-gallon drums.
55-gallon drums.
How many does the city get? Like one for the rural, one for the suburbs.
Well, they only offered two 55-gallon drums.
Yeah,
that's all. I mean,
give away your product.
I mean,
come on, sample it.
How many light poles can there be that need lube? Boy, this is a dangerous conversation.
Here's what I don't get. They said you use the sticky kind. I didn't know there was such a thing as sticky.
There's the sticky lube, and then there's the water-based lube. That's enough lube talk on KLOS this morning.
You got a lube song in there? You got like a nothing to know?
Big show for you today. Big game guessing game is a very big deal. We want you to go to the website, 955KLOS.com, where you can play the big game guessing game, where we're asking the tough questions like, will Bill Belichick have the sleeves cut off of his hoodie when he comes out?
It's indoors, so, I mean...
I'm saying yes, then.
Yeah, I still don't remember him. Do you remember him wearing them without sleeves? I'm hard-pressed to find a time where he did have sleeves on.
No, I don't... He didn't have guns. He's not going to the gun show.
He is indoors, and it's 72 degrees in there. Wouldn't you not like to once see him come out in a wife beater? You know, just
like,
honestly,
all tatted up.
Yes, just yoked.
You just didn't know, you know, yeah. And all of a sudden, oh my here's God. Coach Belichick in a wife beater on the sideline, just tatted up from neck to toe.
He's got Mother Teresa on his right shoulder. I have no idea.
Who's that on the, oh, it's Tupac on the other shoulder.
Tupac and Mother Teresa. Right, and then they show his back right below his neck, you know. He's got somebody letting the ball, air out of the ball. You know, he's got another guy, you know, filming the sidelines. It would be perfect. It's the history of Bill Belichick.
The deflator. Did that guy get fired? The deflator?
Yeah, he's now working for the Vikings, actually.
Oh,
so,
okay. Right.
Yeah, you wait and see what he's going to do for halftime. He's going to turn the lights off. That's going to be crazy. We'll be talking about it next week. He's going to unplug.
How many
Justin.
Jokes about Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson have you had to endure this week?
I've heard a lot, but you know what? It really bothered me with Justin Timberlake as the wussification of America continued. He's like, yeah, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to play there so everybody in the world can see me during this event. And there's no way in hell I'd ever let my kids play football. But yet I'm going to go along with everything. Come on, Justin. You can't sit there and come on KLOS and oh, I make my money here. I do my thing. And then have someone hear me say, I hate rock and roll music. I'm a country guy.
Well, you know, our audience could really care less for the most part. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake, right. But I'm saying, what kind of guy does? Wait till after the Super Bowl and then tell everybody your kid wouldn't play football. Don't do it leading up to it as you're going to do it. It's disrespect.
It's all
man.
About the money. They do this because of the bump they get in the record sales. I mean, of Tom course. Petty like tripled the sales of the greatest hits album after he did. The Who's record sales for the year went up 390% after they appeared in the big game.
Yeah, that's what it's for. I get that. Just, I mean, don't slap him in the face until you've already left their house.
Yeah, but
they're there first and then talk about him on the way home.
The joke, though, is the last time Justin did this was in Houston, and Janet came out and they had the wardrobe malfunction. And, you know, people have been saying, oh, is she going to make a special appearance? You know, Rob and I work for squeaky clean NBC Sports, and I don't think that they'd have a sense of humor about that. Like the pitch meeting would go something like, hey, you know what? I thought it'd be really fun to have Janet Jackson make a quick appearance.
Yeah.
wouldn't be neat or fun.
Yeah.
I would be as shocked as can be if Janet Jackson wound up showing up. I mean, look, I'm sure you could trust her/them at this point.
What is she, like 55 now?
I don't know.
Wheeled out
Nobody
there.
Wants to see. Yeah.
Not really, right?
No.
No one wants to see a 55-year-old.
But that's not the reason.
Well, she's from Malibu, maybe.
Well, already seen it.
already seen it.
Been there, done that.
Does it get better with age? Is it like wine? I don't think so. It's one of those things that don't.
Really.
Gravity taketh over.
All right. So they handed out hardware last night in the NFL. We'll talk about that here coming up in just a few.
Yeah,
they handed
out Hall of Fame.
All the honor. And the Hall of Oh, boys, there's some interesting choice of the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about all that. It's all coming at you. Sports on tap at 95.5 KLOS. All right, back to our list, and we're starting the first hour of the program here this morning with one of the big game cities. That's Philadelphia. And I think, what are we going with?
Poison
is up next. Oh, man, hit it. Let's get some poison. There's some Pennsylvania guys. Sports on tap, 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, we're looking for Philly bands in our list here this morning. And our one is Sports on Tap. And Talk Dirty to Me from Poison. We're a bunch of Pennsylvania guys. This rock block is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. The big game guessing game, we never did really fill out our questionnaire all the way last week.
Oh, we got two into those prop bets with RJ.
There's just so many of them. It's like 400 now. I mean...
I'm on number 12. How you doing?
Well, there's 28 total. If you go into our website, go to 955klos.com, and you can get in there. We're going to ask you 28 questions to follow along. The grand prize winner is going to get tickets to not one, not two, not three, but four, five different big concerts coming to SoCal. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Nice.
955klos.com, big game guessing game, and you can answer questions like, what color will the Gatorade be that's dumped on the winning head coach? Which RJ told us last week is not something you can bet on because the colors could be subjective. Well, is that pink or is that red? Well, is that orange or is that yellow? So, yeah. I mean, they can't bet or gamble on everything, but in our game, you can. So, yeah, do that. Honors, NFL honors. They've started doing this. They've been doing this for a few years now, right? The night before the Super Bowl.
Night before the Super Bowl, that and the Hall of Fame announcements. They make a whole big deal out of the entire weekend.
I think that's a pretty cool time to do this. You know, I mean, obviously these Super Bowl combatants can't attend, but, you know, you don't get to go to the NFL honors, awards dinner because you're in the big game. And so, you know, it's kind of a decent trade-off. Like Julian Edelman is who accepted last night for Tom Brady.
Correct. Yeah, he did. And you also think, though, too, I mean, I wonder if it eats away at him that that Brady didn't get a play in the Pro Bowl last week. I mean, you know, you think it bothers
those Betty's all bummed out.
Yeah, me too. I'm thinking an extra game, an extra chance to get hurt, play out there in the sun where there's no defense in Orlando. But I think he's probably over it by now because he's a pro.
Yeah, Hall of Fame, some guys getting into the Hall of Fame, some first ballot guys getting into the Hall of Fame. Randy Moss, you know, we knew that Randy Moss was going to Canton. I mean, he's that good. I'm not surprised a first ballot, are you?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, my favorite stat, though, about Randy Moss, they still don't talk about because it's not an NFL stat, is he got kicked out of Florida State. That's got to be hard. You and I went to UNLV. I knew a couple basketball players that got kicked out of UNLV. You know what you got to do to get kicked out of UNLV? I mean, wow, that's like getting kicked off a staff you're volunteering for, right? I mean, come on, man. It's and then he went to Marshall, finished up there at Marshall with good old Byron Leftwich after his career washed out at Free Shoes University.
Brian Urlacher gets in on the first ballot.
He's a beast, wasn't he?
Yeah. You know, now here's where it gets tricky. Ray Lewis. Now, look, I understand Ray Lewis. Why are you laughing, Rob? Ray Lewis was an impactful guy on the field. No question about that. As a matter of fact, he has the distinction of a very unusual record in the NFL. And if I have this right, it's 40 sacks and 30 interceptions. Mm-hmm. For a linebacker.
Yeah.
That's, well, for anybody. Nobody has that combination.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is pretty good. But he's got, shall we say, checkered past a little bit? A little bit of a checkered past?
It depends where you come from, you know?
This is what I don't get about the Hall of Fame, because another guy that got in is Terrell Owens. And Terrell Owens never had any off-field, you know, problems with the law, beating up his girlfriend, a bathtub full of rifles, any of that kind of stuff. He was maybe not the best teammate. He was certainly not great to the media, and that's why these 47 guys that all have votes decided to make him wait a couple of years, because a guy that is number two in receiving yards and number three in receiving touchdowns belongs in the Hall of Fame, okay? So I don't know what you're trying to prove, these idiot writers, what you're trying to prove by holding him out, other than you prevent him from being a first ballot, because that's a thing for pro sports.
Guys,
if you're going to get into the Hall, you'd like to be a first ballot guy. That means you were so good, it was no-brainer. When your time was up, boom, they put you in. So they denied T.O. that, and I kind of understand that. But then the second year, what's the deal? I mean, you all look like a bunch of idiots in the second year last year when you didn't put in the guy with number two in receiving yards and number three in receiving touchdowns, and you didn't think he was worthy of the Hall of Fame. What message are you trying to say here other than you're a bunch of ignorant idiots?
Yeah, you know, I talked about this a little bit across the street the other day, just how different some of the sports are. And I brought up baseball, compared it to baseball. Baseball, a bunch of old, crusty writers in there that, you know, say they want to protect the integrity of the game and stuff. And look, you know that we love to joke about this and have fun because we're buddies. But you know I'm a Giants fan. You're a Dodgers fan. You know, and I know you hate Barry Bonds. You know I love Barry Bonds. And still, Barry Bonds was never, ever tested dirty once for a steroid test. Now, I believe he did it. Obviously, his head grew to the size of, you know, seven. I get that. Understand. Okay. But here's the all-time king of swing and home run leader, whatever it is. He still kept out, get a little bit closer and closer every year.
Well,
who knows what's happening?
That's different. So that's steroids.
Ray Lewis killed a guy. Ray Lewis killed a guy,
Roger Clemens out, too.
Correct.
You know, and that's about steroids, and that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, where I'm going with this.
Murder's a little worse to me.
Is that Terrell Owens may have been a bad teammate.
Yeah.
You know, he may have been mean to the media, and so that's why you kept him out of the Hall of Fame. But you guys ran to put in Ray Lewis,
who was on trial
for murder.
It's the NFL.
At a Super Bowl party in a bar with his boys, and you put him in on the first ballot.
And you don't put a guy in who shoots himself up, gets a little back knee. I mean, like I said, it's just interesting to see how different sport. You know, you get away with a little more violence. Oh, we expect some more, you know, guys to be Neanderthals in football as opposed to baseball. Oh, how dare
it's
you
just
soil
that
Hank
comparison,
Aaron's record.
Though, you know, I mean, I don't want to really go outside of that because you open up all the kinds of cans of worms. But T.O., you know, a guy with, I mean, Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame stats.
He was a showman.
Doesn't get in until his third year. But Mr. I was on trial for murder a few years ago. He gets in on the first ballot. There's your writers. There's the guys that decide who gets into the NFL.
And I do think it also helps that Lewis has been a good boy and worked in the media. You notice that ever since he got out of football. You don't think he's made friends and chums with some of those guys in some of these circles, too? I think that does help, as opposed to never doing an interview, disappearing off the face of the earth, not wanting to talk to anybody. T.O. hasn't done a lot of stuff in the media since his playing days were done, for example. Ocho Cinco is going to be another guy that's going to be right there on that. What do you think? Very similar to T.O.
I don't think he gets in.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's... Well, dude played in Cincinnati his whole career. It's hard for anyone... From the Bungles to get in, is
right,
it not?
Exactly.
Carson
really?
Palmer would probably really? Be in if he was with Arizona his whole career. I know what? A yeah, Bengal?
No,
huh?
No,
Anthony Munoz? And,
really
then,
to...
and then Anthony Munoz.
And
then the big guy that used to block for Boomer. That's Anthony Munoz. The same guy? Yes, it is. Okay.
They keep putting him in about every 5 years.
They should, because why not, man?
Maybe
I love the
should.
Big uglies getting in. But no, it's kind of cool to see, you know, the wide receivers getting in. And really special, too, that it happened the day before Super Bowl in Minnesota. Randy Moss, we're already looking here with the pre coverage for the game. Out there signing autographs, being very gracious with the fans in Minnesota, wearing the Moss jerseys. Pretty cool to see.
Across the street, again, to reset. Rob and I work for NBC Sports before we come over here. 11
you can't
hours.
Can't tell we're tired. That's our excuse.
11, no, I haven't been on the air for 11 hours. Just feels like it. 11 hours of pregame for NBC today. 11 hours.
I can go home. I'm going to play 18 holes and sleep. And
I can go home, play 18 holes, watch a movie on the way home, and still then catch the game.
Drive to your house in the IE, and then by the way, still get there an hour ahead of time. So thank you.
Man, 11 hours. But you know what? And I can say this over here because I want to talk about it over there. Bob Costas is odd man out. Did you know that? Yeah. Bob Costas will not be part of 11 hours of NBC Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah, but
Vince
McMahon will. He's hosting that. You hear that? He's going to take it over. I think him and Bob had an arm wrestling contest, and Bob
lost.
And
Vince won. Yeah, well, I would expect Vince to win. You know,
you ever seen Costas in person for as awesome as he is in this giant stature of broadcasting? You ever stood next to Bob Costas? Oh, my God.
Little bitty guy.
Yeah. 5'6", a buck, nothing. Mm-hmm. It's crazy when you see he's like, whoa, you know?
And he's also got that Dick Clark thing going for him, too, where he looks really young and the hair. I mean, I don't think there's a single gray hair coming out of that head. Notice we're saying all this over here at KLOS and across the street at NBC.
Oh, of course, yeah, because Bob's got the hotline number over there. Get this idiot
sure
off
does.
The air.
Let's get back to our lists here. And the list, everybody loves lists for the first hour of the show, is Philly bands. And what are we going to do next? We got about Joan Jett. Can we get Joan Jett in there next? Uh-huh. Joan Jett, Philly girl.
Must have been about 17.
Woo!
Hey now. Where was she when I was 17?
That's it's a rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. It's a rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. Joan Jett as part of our Everybody Loves List weekend and songs about Philadelphia bands, Philly bands for the big game. That's Rock Block is brought to you by In-N-Out. And how about a little Todd Rundgren? Todd Rundgren is a Philadelphia guy, too.
He is.
Now, he's got a lot of songs. He's got written a ton of stuff. But, I mean, this one, this used to be a 5 o'clock thing around here at KLOS many, many moons
ago. 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Banging a drum. It's time to go home. 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap is JD in the Bush on 95.5 KLOS.
I like that song.
Todd Rundgren banging that. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Pretty good song. I mean, it's missing a yowza at the end, but I mean, that would make every song better. It's like adding bacon to something, right? Wouldn't it? Sprinkle a little tiny bacon on the top and boom.
You know, I worked with Adam Carolla years ago, and one of the funniest things I ever heard to come out of that guy's mouth, he goes, you know what this country needs is bacon in a tube, like toothpaste, that you just squirt it out in a tube, like Cheese Whiz.
Try to put it everywhere, man. I mean, nobody had it on donuts until like a few years ago. And then now it's just mix it in everything.
Bacon Whiz.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah,
Bacon Whiz. That's not a good name. We need to come up with a better name. Bacon Whiz isn't going to sell.
Honestly, I mean, I know a couple friends that are Jewish that don't eat bacon. Aside from that, do you ever hear anybody say bacon sucks? I mean, no, bacon doesn't. It's good. It's tasty. It's crunchy.
Hey, speaking of food. Some of the, and this site, and I actually talked to a gal from wallethub.com, this morning. And
that's like the porn hub we talked about earlier. Right?
Yeah, but for food.
But a different hub. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, food.
Yeah.
And
that
they were talking, throwing some of the numbers out there on like what everyone is going to consume today, like what some of the biggest things are.
Beer.
What do you think? Beer is big. Food. What do you think is one of the biggest food? I mean, it's not a
chips.
Test, what do you think is way up there? Chips. Okay.
Yeah.
14.5 tons. 14.5 tons
right.
of chips.
And think about this, though. Chips are light. So do you know how many chips? Seriously, think about it. Chips are, so how many chips do you need to equal
the
ton?
To fill the Colosseum.
Correct.
I think.
Yeah, it's not like we're talking steaks. We're 14 and a half tons. You'll reach that a lot quicker with fewer steaks than you will
like
chips.
Like a dump truck, right. You know, full of dirt. That might be like a ton of dirt in there, but a ton of chips would be like 100 dump trucks.
Yeah, I know.
So like 14 tons.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm talking the Colosseum
here.
A
lot of chips, yeah. There's the vegans that are going to get like Rice Krispies stuff like this. So it's going to be even lighter.
You got to dip your chips in something. So guacamole.
Bacon.
You ready for that? No. Huh. You're not dipping in bacon. How are you dipping bacon?
If it's in a tube, you can.
Well, it's not in a tube.
Not yet.
Guacamole. This can't be right. 8 million tons? Mm-hmm. It's 8 tons. It can't be 8 million tons. That's a typo in there.
Go ahead and stretch
that out of there. 8 tons. So 14 tons of chips, 8 tons of guacamole?
And 7 of those tons from right here in the Southland. Absolutely, man.
Well, here's the other thing, this is a national thing. And I didn't know the rest of the country was hip to avocados and guacamole. I can tell you this. I took a radio job in Detroit years ago, 20 years ago. I took a 3-year gig and went there and turned right around. Same thing in BC did. He went to Chicago for a couple years, came right back. I went to Detroit for a couple years, came right back.
Came right back.
And I remember saying something about having sandwiches. I go, hey, can I get some avocado? Oh, how can you eat avocado? That stuff's so hard and stringy. Yeah, if you're eating it when it's green,
you don't
eat them when they're green.
When
they look
brown.
At you like, what are you talking about? You've got to let it get brown, like almost black. And they go, and then you eat it? Yes! That's when you're supposed to eat is when they're like that. When you pick them up at their store and it's hard as a baseball, I wouldn't try to even cut
them.
You're
from California. They don't get it. And the avocados back there are $4 each because they're not used to them and accustomed to them.
And,
like, here, we got them laying around on trees on the corner.
And they don't know what to do with them when they get them.
Right. Imagine when I go places and I ask for tartar sauce on everything because tartar sauce is what I grew up with fish and sea. Like, what?
Sure.
You put tartar sauce? Yes, I want tartar sauce on my toast, lady. Put it on. How do you make that? It's real easy. Okay, get some mayonnaise, some relish, and you got to have a little pickle juice in there. Shut up and make it.
You're making me think of Travolta in Pulp Fiction. He goes, you know, in Holland, you know what they put on French fries? Mayonnaise. Have you ever eaten that?
I've had that with a Burger Royale, too.
Yeah. Royale with cheese.
You should see what my wallet says. It's Samuel Jackson's wallet.
How about this one? This is big,
movie.
Too. Ribs. 10 million pounds of ribs. 10 million. See, I get that because everybody eats those.
Five million of it in the South.
North, South, East, West. I mean, everybody's eating ribs. Everybody likes
SEC
ribs.
SEC country. Everybody does like ribs, too.
10 million pounds of ribs.
Wow.
And then one of the biggest things is going to be...
Tofu.
Tofurky? No, tofu is not big on big game Sunday.
Pizza.
Oh, you almost said it.
Did I say it?
Oh, you only said...
Oh, okay, that's right.
You said... pizza. According
more
to WalletHub.com, pizza orders go up 350% on Big Game Sunday. And especially so for the losing team. So if your team loses, means you're all bummed out and you don't feel like barbecue. Yeah. So you're calling for pizza.
Calling for pizza. Absolutely. Why not? This game may be over by halftime. Who knows? But yeah, I saw that in a stat that I saw once, and of course, whether it was true or not, I may have been a little dyslexic when I read it, but I saw Super Bowl Sunday was the number 2 day for pizza orders in this country. Number 1 was the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay,
because everyone's cooking all day the next day.
Yeah, I've actually heard that stat before.
Okay.
You know, we haven't mentioned yet, chicken wings.
Okay.
Chicken wings. You ready for this number?
You a Wingstop guy or a Buffalo Wild Wings guy? They don't sponsor the show, either one of them. I know that. Not yet, so.
I have no response to that.
Okay, we love them both.
Exactly.
Feed us and I'll talk about you all the time. It's so different, though. You can go to one place and get garlic parmesan. You go to another place and... It's a different tasting garlic parmesan.
Yeah.
One good and one gooder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll go with that.
See, I'm learning.
Chicken wings. 1.35 billion. That's how many chicken wings.
Are you a bone-in or a boneless guy?
It's bone-in.
Bone-in tastes better and it's more
natural. There's a joke in there somewhere, too, that I'm going to avoid. But no, when it's nuggets. It's a nugget.
It's a nugget. It's an oversized nugget.
It's just a
big
nugget.
It's a Barry Bonds nugget, right? A Barry Bonds nugget.
I'm not going there either.
Plump.
1.3 billion with a B chicken wings today.
I used to like the bone-in, and as I get older, and I've always said, I got about 3-4 weeks left, you know, and I'm going to kick the bucket, you know. So I'm like, I don't like high maintenance food. I don't like high maintenance food. I just want something easy. That's why I don't like crab legs for as much as I love seafood. I don't want to crack something for 45 minutes and pull out a little sliver.
I am Give me so a lobster with you tip. On that.
Give me a lobster tail. I can rip the whole thing out.
Or
I got 7 pounds.
Yes. Or something, but because there's way too much work involved in
a crab.
That's
why I don't eat sunflower seeds. Really? You want me to put something so small in my mouth to chew it to get something even smaller?
That's different. That's a thing. That's where you're going to hear a
How about a peanut, a pistachio? There's more of a payoff.
You know, like, especially when we were playing baseball, I'm not even eating those things. I'm just kind of cracking them open and spitting them all over the place.
When I played baseball when I was 7 or 8, I put chew in. You know, and not the big league chew. I was gangster up there in Canada.
Oh,
I was like, this is what we do. You try playing hockey on skates, man, with some chewing, and boom, you hit somebody and cross-check them, and you swallow that whole dip of chew. Oh, you don't feel good.
Man.
You don't feel good. Then again, my teeth are perfect now because of it. So.
All right, well, we were making you hungry until you went for that. But
we're an appetite suppressant. That's what we are. We're your Sunday morning. We're here to help you lose weight.
More than that.
Whether you want
it or not. Yeah, let's do this.
Turn down the eating, turn up the drinking.
With our list of Philly songs coming up next. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Everybody loves List Weekend. And the list this hour for Sports on Tap has been Philly bands. And we got one more for you. Actually, a song that's got Philadelphia in the lyrics is what we're going to do from Steve Miller. That's kind of what we did with Steve Miller the first time, too. And coming up here in just a few minutes, stick around, drag racing fans. Lucas Oil Winter Nationals is next weekend out of Pomona. We're going to talk to world champion driver Ron Capps coming up. Sports on Tap at 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS.
All right, let's start a new list. Everybody loves List Weekend. Hour one of Sports on Tap for the Philadelphia fans and for the Boston fans, the Patriot fans. We'll get started. A little something from Aerosmith back in the saddle. Ron Capps, funny car driver, going to be tearing it up in Pomona next week to kick off the Winter Nationals. He joins us next on 95.5 KLOS. Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Aerosmith from Rocks and back in the saddle. Indeed, the Patriots are back in the saddle again for a big game 52 coming up a little bit later on. But let's take a quick break from the big game for just a moment and talk about, hey, you know, what's going to be happening next weekend. The Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals, actually now just days away, February 8th through the 11th, Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. Tickets on sale now, and you can also register to win tickets at 955KLOS.com. But there is nothing like NHRA drag racing. I've been a fan of this since I was a little kid. I mean, fuel-driven vehicles traveling more than 330 miles an hour down the track, devouring a quarter-mile track in under 4 seconds, 8-foot flames pouring out of the headers as they fly down the track. Seriously, nothing else like it. The NHRA boasts some pretty great champions as well. Big Daddy Don Garlitz, going back to the OG to the beginning, Don the Snake Perdomo, Shirley Cha-Cha Maldani, John Force, who's a local guy, many others. There have also been some legendary drag strips in Southern California, too, over the years. Lions Drag Strip, Irwindale, OCIR, just to name a few. I can even remember a few Winter Nationals at the old Ontario Raceway where they had the old Cal Jam concerts. But everybody knows the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona over at the fairgrounds. That's where the NHR season begins and ends. It will be forever a site of great joy for our guest who's going to join us now, the 2016 NHRA Mellow Yellow Series Funny Car Season Title Holder. It's Ron Capps. Ron, welcome to 95.5 KLOS.
Dude, first of all, I can't believe I'm even on KLOS. This is, I grew up in Central Coast of California in San Luis Obispo, and we would drive to L.A. to see every big-name concert that we were into. Judas Priest, right. Sammy Hagar, Motley Crue when they first came out, Aerosmith, everybody. And as soon as you can crest into Santa Barbara and you used to be able to hook up with KLOS, it was the biggest deal. So this is huge for me.
You and me both, bro. I feel the same way.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Ron, it's Rob Bushke here. When you first started, you drove for Don Perdomo Racing, but that was top fuel dragsters. We wanted to convert you over to the funny cars. When you were just getting started, was it difficult to drive for a guy like a legend like Don the Snake Perdomo?
Yeah. I tell people all the time, for me anyway, it was a pinch me moment all the time. You know, to get the phone call to drive for him, to me, was like a kid playing guitar and learning guitar and getting a call from Jimmy Page or, or Kirk Hammett or somebody and actually taking you under their wing like he did. And there would be times in the rental car or on the airplane, and I'd look next to him and I go, my gosh, it's Don the Snake Perdomo, my hero. And then I think for a second, I think, wait a minute, I'm driving for him. You know, he's my boss. So very cool. I mean, like when I met you, I mean, the snake pit that we had next to the pit area, right. you know, we used to have all the big name rock and roll people that still come to Pomona because it goes hand in hand. You see all the cool rock and roll shirts walking around at Pomona because it's historic drag race.
Totally.
And then you go to a concert and I see people wearing my shirt or a drag race shirt with John Forrest or somebody. It's just the same kind of people that love that same kind of thing. And it just gets your blood going.
Funny car driver Ron Capps is with us. Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals next weekend out of Pomona. Ron's been driving funny cars ever since he was recruited by Don Prudhomme to come out of Top Fuel. 52 NHRA national event wins later. I mean, that's pretty good. But just over a year ago, you won your first NHRA funny car season title. World champion funny car driver Ron Capps. Does that still have the jaw-dropping effect on you as it did when it first happened?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was, you know, I've known you for a long time, and it was one of those moments where you don't think it's ever going to happen, possibly. Even with a storied career I've had, you know, all the race wins, it's that championship you want to win. And, you know, now we have a new system. The last decade's been this playoff system called the Countdown, and we end the year in Pomona. So we started out there with one of the most historic drag races, the Winter Nationals, which is coming up, and then we end it there. So, yeah, it was cool to do it in Pomona. We did it and clinched on Saturday night, and we stayed in the pit area, and they set up a whole thing, NHRA did, where celebrated, and every fan that was there got to come by, and I told them on the PA interview, come by our pit and celebrate with us. And they had rock and roll playing, they had me out there with a big 6-foot trophy and the race car, and every single fan got to come by, and sort of like a Stanley Cup, man, just come by and enjoy the trophy with us, because, you know, there's no way I'd do it without the fans we have. And it was cool to get the replies and the Facebook and all the people that got to come out and actually hang out,
right.
And we were there till almost midnight that night. It was a blast.
Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush, Sunday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m., waking you up here in SoCal. Ron Capps ranked second all-time in funny car wins with 57. You actually had your first NHRA title, though, driving Top Fuel Dragsters way back in 95. I mean, that's a long time, man, in between titles. I would imagine that had to make last year's win extra satisfying.
Yeah, well, you know, I've gotten to drive two of the most prolific owners, first of all, Don Prudhomme and now Don Schumacher, but two of the coolest race cars in the world. You know, when Motley Crue writes a song called Kickstart My Heart and it's about nitro funny cars, you know it's going to be cool to drive. So growing up, that was my dream. And to finally be able to do it, now to be, you know, all-time second winningest driver in funny car behind my hero, John Forrest, and you know, to strap into a 11,000-horsepower flame-throwing funny car and be catapulted 0 to 330 miles an hour in like 3.8 seconds, that's insane to think about. And it's a dream job, man.
It really is, man. And it also puts about 57 NHRA Wally trophies on your wall. But wait, there's more. You're also one of only 16 drivers in NHRA history to have won in both drag racing's premier categories. That's Top Fuel and Funny Car. Dude, what is next for you? I mean, another driving sport, shuttle pilot for SpaceX? What's next?
Dude, I want to play drums or guitar in front of thousands of people. My only problem is I don't know how to play either very well. That's my dream. It's funny
important.
When I've had Tommy Lee and James Hetfield, Sammy Hagar, they all come out to the races because they give me so much pleasure. I love that I've gotten to be friends with these guys and take them to the starting line because that's sort of that backstage feel when you bring them in the pit area like they give me when I go to a concert. So it's funny, whenever I get asked, I go, what, after doing this, what could possibly get your blood going as cool as this driving a funny car? And I'm always like, man, I couldn't imagine being James Hetfield or Sammy Hagar and being up there playing in front of all those people and actually jamming on a guitar or drums.
Right. Now, that you know, you're talking about taking him down the starting line takes me back to our past a little bit, back in 1999, where you coached me to my only NHRA victory. I was in a celebrity race against a country singer, a guy by the name of Travis Tritt, and because of your advice about the starting tree, I won that race. I took home the Wally because of you, man, because of you.
Oh, he was so pissed. It
was
so cool to watch that happen because Travis practiced so much. And listen, all us rock and roll guys got to stick together. And Travis Tritt's a cool dude, but I knew that we had to pull that off. And, man, you were money. You went up there and cut a light. And it's amazing, man. People get out of even a car that a normal car like you guys drove that went 13 seconds.
Yeah.
You get out and your hands are shaking. And I have celebrity races that we do in those kind of cars. And you'd think it'd be easy for me. But, man, it is so much fun to line up and try to cut a light on that Christmas tree. And, you know, that's what's cool. I'd give him back. And I know we're going to be doing something pretty special in Pomona with KLOS and our pit area, and it's going to be sort of a backstage thing. So that's going to be the coolest for me, I think, this season.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, the opportunity here in just a second. But there's also a little drag race of our own that I kind of vaguely remember, something involving a yellow 69 Camaro and a rented car or something. You remember anything like that?
That was my evil twin brother, I think. That may not have been me. It may or may not have been me.
Ron Capps, man, it's been a treat to have you on here. The 2018 season begins with the Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals just days away over in Pomona, the 8th through the 11th at Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. Ron, good luck this weekend and this season. Thanks for being with us on 95.5 KLOS, dude.
Thanks, dude. You too. Appreciate it.
So great to have him on, man. Really, really cool stuff. And if you've never experienced NHRA drag racing, you got to go check it out, man.
Yeah, you actually have to be in your seat when the race starts because it'll be over in three and a half seconds. Look, all I got to say is how many people you know that need a parachute to slow down, right? Guys jumping out of planes and those guys.
They pull more G's than the guys that fly the space shuttle.
Right.
That the cars in the NHRA pull more G-force than the guys in the rockets to the moon.
Ooh, yeah. The brakes aren't going to cut it. You need the chutes as well, too. So, hey, by the way, if you would like your own personal tour of Ron Capps' Napa Auto Parts Funny Car Pit, you're going to love this here. KLOS listeners can win a VIP experience of a lifetime. This is awesome stuff. Go to 95.5KLOS.com. Your guide's going to be Frank from the morning show, of course. He's a big fan of this, too. He's going to lead you on a pretty amazing experience for any NHRA drag racing fan. So, again, go to 95.5KLOS.com. Register and good luck.
He talked about, in the interview, he talked about the pit area that they had when he was with the snake. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like four semi-trucks full of stuff. They got Doppler radar inside those things, so they know exactly how to dial the cars up, what kind of rubber to put on the tire. The tour of these pits is absolutely amazing. So as a matter of fact, we'll give you a chance to score some tickets right now. 800-955-KLOS, caller 25. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals right now. You give us a call, and we'll hook you up with some tickets. But yeah, make sure that you're out there this next weekend to check it out if you've never seen it before. Unbelievable.
Look, and you grew up with this stuff. I didn't. You know, it'd be fascinating to me to see the difference between a pit crew there and a NASCAR race. NASCAR, they pull in for 18 seconds, you know, taking all your tires out, putting everything. And here, it's like, boom, the race is over. What are you doing in between?
You need a little bit more time here because these guys will tear down the entire engine, rip it all the way apart down to the pistons, and put it all back together again before they run it a second time.
Man.
Unbelievable stuff.
It takes me an hour and a half to change my oil.
Damn. All right, back.
Going to Jiffy Lube.
All right, back to Everybody Loves Liz. We're doing the Boston side of things for the big game. Let's have another Boston band, and we'll go get a winner off the phones for some Lucas Oil NHRA Winter National tickets from KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. On Big Game Sunday. And actually, before you have Big Game, you've got to have NFL Honors. That goes the night before. And they handed out quite a bit of hardware last night. Tom Brady, of course, getting the MVP honors.
And that may be a good thing if you want the Eagles to win because they follow it up with stats. That's what they do. Have you seen the stat, JD, though, that nobody in this millennium who's won the MVP has won a Super Bowl?
Well, you're making it sound like it's 100 years ago.
It's still 2017. You got to go back to 1999, last time it's that. There's been 10 guys. The last 10 guys that have won the MVP that played in the Super Bowl all lost.
Guess what? That string breaks today.
Okay, there you go. Okay. So if you're an optimist, you can say, well, they're due. That string's over today. Or you can say, see?
The Rams did pretty good in the hardware department, though, didn't they?
Oh, clean sweep. Clean sweep. How about that? Offensively, defensively. Todd Gurley, okay, your offensive MVP. You know, it's good to see for Gurley, too, especially after what we had last year. Remember that sophomore slump after that great rookie year? We didn't know what we were going to get. So this was really, I don't want to say a make-or-break year, but the third year we had to tell, were you going to be like last year's Gurley or the first year Gurley? He turned out to be the first-year guy and then some. And then Aaron Donald.
Like he got a little bit of a pass last year because everyone wanted to blame it on the offensive line.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah, okay, but, I mean, it was scheme. I mean, they just, you know, they didn't look good last year, and they looked very creative this year, and that goes to Sean McVay, who also brought on some
coach, rookie of the year, youngest coach there in the NFL. I mean, you know, great job for him, and defensive MVP as well to Aaron Donald. So, kids, what this teaches you is to go ahead and hold out all preseason, okay, and then just show up and still be that good and that talented to make it happen. You know, I mean, look, the best sales guys can do that. They can show up at 8:59 for a 9 o'clock meeting, still knock it out of the park. It's the way the world works. So.
All right, let's get into a Bushkit. We're efforting for R.J. Bell here and trying to get him on. In the meantime, how about a Bushkit fact?
Now, Bushkit facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Here we are. It is Big Game Sunday between the Patriots and the Eagles. Did you know, though, that seven different teams have won the big game in back-to-back seasons? One of those teams has actually accomplished it twice. You know who it is?
I know!
Dave, do you know who it is? Dave says yes, he knows too. All right, stick around. I'll tell you next. It's Sports on Tap 95.5 KLOS.
How about the Dropkick Murphys? I mean, we're doing the list for the Boston side of the big game. Got to get the Dropkick Murphys in there, right?
Yeah, I hear that at Red Sox games when their closer comes in from the pen back in the day.
Great stuff. More of that to come. This Rock Block is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Right now, time for us to shift gears and move up to Las Vegas. You know, when the Associated Press really wants to know what the line is, this is the guy that they call, RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. As a matter of fact, got some cool stuff over podcast one as far as the podcast go. And I understand you've got a new one you're going to be launching soon, too. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, that song, though, reminds me of when me and Leo used to hang out. I can't get into it, but... It does. But
That's why we'll talk off air, because I want you to get into that.
We do, over Pod One, we do a weekly preview, right? And we've done that the whole football season. Mm-hmm. Now we're starting an interview show, and the interview show, first guest, Oscar Goodman, the famous mayor of Las Vegas. We sat down for almost 2 hours, and that will be out early next week.
Oscar Goodman is another claim to fame besides being the mayor of Las Vegas, isn't he?
Well, he was in the movie Casino, and that may be what you're talking about. And the Joe Pesci character, he actually represented him as an attorney in real life.
With us is RJ Bell from pregame.com. So we're getting you set for big game. So now, are you able to say those two words, or do you have to say big game Sunday? In addition to that, JD and I always talk about this is our favorite 2 hours of our week, and rumor has it that you feel the same way when you're on here with us.
Oh, it's my favorite
5 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah. 2 minutes a week.
I'll take 2 minutes.
I mean, because we usually do 4 minutes, and two of it's not so good. But two's pretty good.
That's fine. We make up for it in other ways. You know, that's what we do. So, hey, anything moving the needle that's different than it was last week? Any late heavy money? Some big Goomba from Chile or Brazil sent his guys to do the dirty work and drop $4 billion on the Patriots?
I noticed that the number's gone down from 5.5 to 4.5 in the last, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's certainly been Philadelphia money for the most part, especially on the money line. So for those that are total novices, there's two main ways to bet a football game. The major way, the most common way, the point spread. So in this case, New England favored by 4.5. What does that mean? If you bet New England, you've got to win by 5 or more. If you bet the underdog, Philadelphia, you can either win the game straight up or lose by 4 or less. And in all those cases, you win with Philadelphia. Now, the other way is to say, forget the points. I'm just picking the winner. Well, what do you do with the better team in that case? Well, with the better team, you have to bet more to win less. And with the underdog, you bet less to win more. So people love the idea of betting less to win more. And thus, they've made big bets and many small bets on Philadelphia to win the game. And if you bet $100, you win $180 on that. So it's a nice payoff.
Now, I want to talk about the historic bet that's going on. The same Let It Ride guy that won $10 million in the World Series, he's at it again?
Yeah, so we are quite proud. We broke that story in the World Series. We broke that story about the Let It Ride better for the Super Bowl. A couple days after the conference championships, he walked into the MGM. He had only made one bet since the World Series. So this guy had been pretty much off the radar. Walks into the MGM and says, I want to bet $10 million on the Eagles to win the game. They went all the way to the upper reaches of the decision makers, came back and said, we'll take $3 million. $3 million was bet at the MGM. He's gone around town and bet other places, at least another $3 million, and we're trying to keep count. And his goal is to have $10 million down on the Eagles to win. And think about it now, $10 million wins, let's say, about $17 million. So he would have started with about $500,000. He made the $10 million in the World Series. Now he's betting $10 to win another $17. So he would turn $500,000 into $27 million if the Eagles win. And, oh, by the way, if they lose, his $500,000 turns into Zippo.
Wow. So we talk about, look, this infamous better here is RJ Bell's with us from pregame.com. Check out his stuff at Podcast One as well. It's Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. When a guy comes in like that and you have to go to the upper reaches of management, you know he's leaving to go to another casino. Do you pick up the phone and, like, call all your boys? Do you get them on a conference call? Who do you call? Like Wayne Newton, Celine Dion, all the big Vegas people, Jerry Seinfeld? Do you let them know that this guy's coming to drop some serious cheddar in your place?
You know, that's a fascinating question. The answer is yes. The sportsbook guys actually do talk a bunch amongst themselves.
That's awesome.
And to me, I think it's a net negative, because what ended up happening to the Let It Ride better is when they didn't know who he was going to bet each game, right? Because he varied. One game it was the Dodgers. One game it was the Astros. So let's say the first place he went to was Dodgers, right? So he's game two. Let's say he's betting Dodgers. Well, now, you know, they get on the phone and tell their buddies, and now they end up making the odds on the Dodgers slightly worse, even though that guy is only betting one place. The next place he goes to, he's getting worse odds because they know he's coming. I'm not a big fan of that.
Let me ask you this one. What's the most amazing Super Bowl stat that you've come across?
For this year.
For this year.
And this baby is amazing. So 7 Brady Belichick Super Bowls. In the first quarter, their combined points in 7 games scored, 0. They've been scoreless in 7 straight first quarters.
Wow.
So one of my favorite prop bets, that doesn't, you know, obviously it doesn't mean they're going to be scoreless this time. What it means is they're conservative early in games, right? And it leads to lower scoring. So what I like is you can bet a prop, the second half will be higher scoring than the first half. Because if the Pats are scoreless in the first quarter, it's a pretty good sign that second half is going to be higher scoring. So that's a prop I like. There's other ways you can take advantage of that stat. You can't bet under 9.5 points in the first quarter, but that is a heck of a stat.
Man. Yeah, great stuff. RJ, it's awesome. We've loved having you on all throughout the football season as well. We hope to keep, you know, doing it with you. March Madness is coming up.
Yeah. We'll call you back in about a month. We got a bunch of March Madness to cover, don't we?
hey, listen, guys, I enjoy this segment a ton. I mean, you know, some of the stuff you say I think is goofy, but I just ignore it, right?
One of us has to be goofy.
I'm like a normal listener, so you reach out anytime, I'm there for you.
But you notice it's always one of us idiots saying the goofy thing. It's not both of us. It's just one of us.
It's almost like golf, right? Best ball. Why don't you say something it's okay?
Right, yeah. I know who it is.
It is best ball. You don't know how right on that is. RJ, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the big game today, all right?
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Hey, do you think they're beefing up the security for this Super Bowl game in Vegas? Because let's face it, the Eagles fans are known for being obnoxious and rowdy. They're going to riot either way, right, and tear Philadelphia apart. Whether they win or whether they lose, unfortunately, that's what's going to happen. Look at the cops had to do the thing with the lube, all right? What do you think is going to happen if you're in a sportsbook, if you're a Fly Eagles Fly fan, JD, and you wind up missing out on your bet there? You going to tear that place apart, start throwing chairs and breaking slot machines?
I don't know.
I would. Wouldn't you?
No.
Let's catch a flight to Vegas and turn this mother out, man. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, come on, man.
800-955-KLOS. Tickets for you to see the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals out of Pomona. And as a matter of fact, these are 4-packs. So 800-955-KLOS. Caller 20 will hook you up with a pair of tickets. Chris Myers still to come on Sports on Tap this morning on 95.5 KLOS. Rock, Southern California. Back to the list. Oh, congratulations to, hold on, I wrote it down. Bobber Dude. Yeah. From Chino Hills, Bobber Dude wins the tickets, a 4-pack to go
see
the Winter Nationals.
Dude, if that's his first name, not a nickname, that's awesome.
Wouldn't you like to see that on a license?
There's not going to be two of you in a class anywhere, you know?
Excuse me, Bobber Dude, I need you to step out of the vehicle. We're not going to play out the rest of that scenario, but let's play another song from the Boston list for the big game day.
That's what Tom Brady's going to be singing as he wins the big game. Ooh, there's another one. Ooh, how many do I got now? Ooh, 6. Well, you have to put rings on your other hand because your other hand's full. That kind of tells you you're on to something. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush. We do it each and every Sunday morning from 7 to 9, getting you ready for Big Game 52 between the Eagles and the Patriots. And this guy knows the Eagles. He knows the NFL probably better than most. It's Chris Myers from Fox. He was on the sidelines for the NFC Championship game where we saw Nick Foles put on an awesome display that made Eagles fans, at least for 3 hours, forget about Carson Wentz. Chris, first of all, welcome. And what are the chances we see that same type of performance again from Nicky?
Well, I think you'll see a good performance, who, by the way, his wife, when they got married, said we're going to live in Newport Beach, and so they do have a home there. So he has a little bit of a Southern California connection. Yeah, he grew up, his dad ran some restaurants in Texas. He's even a partial investor in restaurants for that second career. But Foles has already had a resurgence in his starting to back up to now starting in a Super Bowl career. And don't believe the rumors that are flying this morning about, oh, if Brady and Belichick win another one, they're going to step away. That's just that. Those guys aren't going anywhere until they say they're going somewhere. So this really, in my opinion, is not about Brady versus Foles. It's about the talent and the depth of the Eagles around Nick Foles versus Brady and what Belichick can do with a couple of weeks in Super Bowl experience.
Hey, Chris, you know, we've heard as long as we can remember that, you know, defense wins championships and offense sells the tickets. And, you know, Doug Peterson has been saying, you know, this team, I mean, we've been one of the best teams, the best record in the NFL all season long. I mean, is this defense up to the task? I mean, I know we look at Brady and Belichick and we think, you know, the mastermind and the greatest of all time under center and things like that. Do you think that the Eagles really have enough? I hear an awful lot of, I'm holding up the air quotes here, talking heads, you know, people of our ilk that are saying that they think the Eagles will win outright today.
No, well, I think I wouldn't be shocked if they did, but I wouldn't bet on it. I'm not a betting guy, but there are people who I hear do that. And look, if you're getting a choice of picking this game even, you just have to go with the experience. When Brady and Belichick lost the only two Super Bowls they were in, there was the Giants. They had the great four-man pass rush, and they played steady enough on offense. Those were low-scoring games. That's how the Eagles will have to do it. Now, they're very strong up front. Their linebacking core can be attacked. I think that Brady can work on their secondary. It's not a bad secondary. It's just that Brady, given the time, will be able to do that. I still see this as a low scoring, kind of a 20-16 kind of Patriot game where the Eagles maybe move the ball. I think they'll be able to run the ball on the Patriots, but they won't get it into the end zone as often as they need to.
He's Chris Myers from Fox, does a tremendous work. You'll see him doing the NASCAR stuff as well, too, the Westminster Dog Show coming up as well, too. See, I know you're into a lot of great stuff. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, JD and I both are betting guys. We're both UNLV alums. That's why we're broke and have to work all the time to pay for our losses.
Hey, that's what they taught us at UNLV, Chris.
We can't count past 21. There's a whole bunch of different jokes that are in there. Hey, you know what? I'm a guy. I've seen this movie before. Tell me why I'm wrong. Why shouldn't just go play golf and then hit Hooters on the way home and not even watch the game? Because the Eagles are going to lead in the fourth quarter by 10. Brady gets a touchdown. The Eagles do something stupid, like three passes that are all incomplete. Take 12 seconds off the clock. Brady marches them down, wins by three or four. Like a repeat of the conference championships and other Super Bowls. Am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong. It's just that the reason you should watch is because the Patriots find a lot of different ways to win games, whether it's Seattle with a stupid call at the end or it's Atlanta playing it too safe and panicking and allowing, again, the Patriots force teams to do things that maybe they normally wouldn't do in these situations. And I'm curious to see because other than Brady and maybe Gronkowski, the Eagles have the talent advantage in other places. And they do have a young, aggressive head coach, Doug Peterson, a second-year head coach as their play caller, who's a guy who went for it on fourth down in a lot of different cases. He's a high-stakes gambler, and I think that'll be interesting against Belichick and his defense. So, you always look, most of America is rooting. If they're not Patriot fans, they've seen this movie before. They're tired of this movie. They don't want any more Brady. It's not a knock on their greatness. It's just let's see somebody else. And maybe the Eagles can be that team.
I compare them to the Yankees a lot. It's the same thing. People hate the Yankees for the same reason, because they win too much. Last question, and I'll let you go, Chris. What do the Eagles have to do? I know this sounds like a kind of a generic question, but I mean, really, what is the key? What's the one thing that the Eagles have to do if they want to win this game?
I think, well, it's two things. The first thing is, really, you got to hit Brady. Look, he's tough, but the guy's 40. I don't care what kind of shape he's in and how great his wife is and all that. if you hit him, and you don't even have to sack him, just hit him hard early. I was on that sideline when the Giants beat him in the perfect season until that game. They got to him early. It affected him and what he wanted to do the entire game. And the second thing would be for the Eagles and their offense, not to turn it over. Don't make it. I know that's a cliche, but that's where Foles just has to play a good enough game, right? Don't get risky. He's a good deep ball downfield thrower. If you're going to do that, make sure you miss. Don't put it in the hands of the Patriots. But go after Brady within the rules of the game. Make him uncomfortable as early as you can. And the Eagles have the players to do that. And they have a defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, former head coach of the Lions, who is an aggressive thinker in that regard. And I think, you know, they don't blitz a lot, but I think if he changes up in this game, that might be an advantage for the Eagle defense.
All right, Chris, you've been a pro with us on the other network and over here as well, always having fun. And, you know, we just got to say it's 11 hours of Super Bowl coverage. You're going to get your crack at it in a couple years from now. I want you to go for a straight 24. That's all we got to say, all right?
It'll be a long and winding road. I think it always is to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, try hosting a show with JD. That's long and winding too, but it's fun.
I always tune in for that. All right.
Thanks, Chris. Right. Appreciate it, man. Great stuff, Chris from Fox. That's neat stuff. 800-955-KLOS. Pair of tickets or a quad pack of tickets for the Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals next weekend out in Pomona. Thanks to Ron Capps for being on with us this morning, as well as Chris Myers.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so here it is. Big game. Who's your pick? Because you know I'm going to pick opposite of you just because I don't like you. So who are you going to pick?
I'm
picking the Seahawks, and I know they're not going to win, so I'm wrong here.
I'll take the Rams then.
Perfect.
Call our 25-800-955-KLOS. You know what? Stick around and go online to Big Game Guessing Game, 955-KLOS.com, if you want to get involved in that. It'll be fun for you while the game is going on. And up next, right here around these parts, Breakfast with the Beatles. And Chris is next on 955-KLOS.